are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as we're starting to come into the barbecue months, all right, we got to talk about some safety tips with barbecuing because, you know, the studies come out and they're going to be coming out. Okay, we haven't had any yet, but just be prepared on how barbecuing your meat could put you at risk for cancer. And I know none of you want to hear that stuff. So once you do start hearing that on the news and over the radio and on TV, hopefully you'll already be kind of taking some proper steps so you don't have to get all depressed when you hear that. Also, it looks like, you know, many people now with the summer drinks coming out are turning to broccoli and algae and kale in their drinks. May not be that bad an idea, even though it makes most of us want to vomit. May not be a bad idea to throw some green vegetables into a smoothie and try to get that in you. There's also a quote-unquote super wheat crop, or it's called a super wheat type of crop that is resilient to disease and to, I think, insects. And they think this form of wheat could be available to farmers and maybe cure the whole world hunger issue that we've been having that nobody's really been discussing. We're also going to be talking about some of the changes with our healthcare system and how many of businesses who, I guess, are getting ready for the higher tax or getting ready for the mandate to provide insurance to their employees. From what we understand, they're quote-unquote, it has scared the daylights, quote-unquote, out of them. I don't know if scared the daylights is really what they're saying. My guess is they're saying scared the poop out of them, but we're not allowed to talk about that on air. So once you have employers being scared, whenever you have a scared employer, we have a lack of workforce increase. Whenever there's a lack of workforce increase or increase in our workforce or increase in hiring, we have more of a recession problem. So what do we do to appease employers? What do we do to navigate through this? 2014 is coming just a little too quickly for our taste. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, the Salmonella outbreak has made national headlines. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's a restaurant here in Las Vegas, a very delicious restaurant, that unfortunately has been the source of over 200 people now reporting that they received Salmonella. Firefly Restaurant on 3900 Paradise Road apparently had, we aren't sure why this occurred, but had a rash of complaints that people were having diarrhea issues. These stools got cultured. I've even seen some patients who ate there. Salmonella comes up, and you can get pretty sick with Salmonella. And it was linked to this Firefly Restaurant on Paradise Road. From what we understand, owner John Simmons has been extremely cooperative trying to figure out what happened. They are going to actually move the location, hopefully start fresh. But 200 people, unfortunately, were affected with Salmonella. Now, for those of you who aren't really sure what Firefly is, I don't know if it's a chain in other cities or not, but basically it's tapas. You go there and you can order like little tilapias, little burgers, little eggplant with goat cheese. It's one of my favorite restaurants. In fact, I went to one of their chains a few days after the news broke. I love that restaurant so much. And sometimes one of the safest places to be is to be at one of the other chains when the news breaks. Because hopefully that restaurant has pulled in all its troops and cleaned up and gotten their act together. And so I was very confident eating at the restaurant because I have a restaurant located near us. And I guess what I love about the restaurant is you could feel like you're going out and having a fun night out and you're not spending $100 a person. All right. You know, you could get by spending only $20-$25 a person and, not go broke like a lot of people do going out on a Friday or Saturday night. But salmonella is nothing to play with. And if you start having diarrhea or nausea, vomiting, or muscle aches, many times you guys don't realize it's food poisoning because you ate at home over the last couple days, and so you don't know what to tie it to. Well, keep in mind, salmonella poisoning, E. coli, listeria, sometimes it could take days or weeks for the symptoms to come on. And if that's the case, you do need to come forth, tell your provider, can you check me, do some stool cultures. I know some of you are like, I'm not going to take a dump at the doctor's office. You don't have to take a dump at the doctor's office. Listen to me. What you do is you take these little containers home. You could get your stool samples there, and then you could drive them back to the doctor. Okay? You don't have to do anything in public. You don't have to. I mean, I know, you know, for me, I could not potty, right, in a public place. I need everything perfect. I need my little solitaire game. You all know what it takes to get me to poop in the morning. It takes an act of Congress, right? It takes an IRS audit. No, we got to talk about that, the IRS audit. You guys heard about that, right? Let's transition to that. So there are now reports, and the IRS has actually apologized for overzealous auditing of conservative groups. Apparently, any group that had the name Tea Party, nonprofit group, or Patriot. There was even some Jewish groups, from what we understand. The IRS has admitted and has apologized for overzealous audits. I haven't heard of any liberal or Democratic groups being named in this. But Jenny Beth Martin, National Coordinator for Tea Party Patriots, said her group and its affiliates were among those hassled by the IRS as they applied for tax-exempt status. Now, okay, mind you, tax-exempt status, obviously there's going to be some scrutiny. All right, tax-exempt, you apply for tax-exempt status. Of course the IRS is going to raise an eyebrow, but then they should raise an eyebrow to the same height for everybody. But if they're just going to give conservative groups a hard time, all right, that's scary stuff. She said, among the questions asked by the IRS were requests to see every single post on Facebook and every comment that any person who's a fan of ours on Facebook ever made. Now, why does she have to turn over Facebook connects? It, to me, that is so suspicious. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all again for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it looks like the U.S. government has filed a morning after pill appeal. Remember, the morning after pill was now allowed to girls of 15 years or older to go and get the emergency contraception plan B if they had sex when they weren't supposed to and not using protection. And I'm biased. I think it's ridiculous that 15-year-old girls are having sex, not using protection, able to go and get plan B, or I guess the 12-year-old girls can go and have big sister get the pill for them. Obama administration on Monday has filed an appeal not to stop the sale of the morning after contraception, but to allow everybody to get the morning after contraceptive pill. We talked about this last week. U.S. District Judge Edward Corman in Brooklyn refused to delay enforcement of his month-old decision. Apparently, the government wanted to delay this so that they could appeal and allow all kids of any age to get the morning after birth control pill, which I think is ridiculous. Anybody who needs to run to a drugstore to get morning after contraception obviously needs a little bit of a discussion on sex, protected sex, STDs, all right? They need some one-on-one time, and they're probably not going to get it from the lady at the checkout counter. They need to get it from their doctor. They need to get it from their parents, But Plan B is over the counter. And now Obama wants it for even 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds. And I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, a 9-year-old will not buy that. How do you know? Kids do stupid things. Kids get high on nutmeg. They do the cinnamon challenge where they asphyxiate themselves, getting the powder into their lungs. You want to make that statement again? Kids aren't going to be, you know, doing stupid things? No. All right? They will. So while the government is dealing with birth control and allowing contraception and emergency contraception to our young ones and dealing with that very important issue, we're all freaking out about what's happening with our recession, what's happening with our health care. And it turns out that a study has come out saying our private sector, our job sector, is extremely nervous about what's going to be happening with healthcare, to the point where they say they are, it scares the daylights out of them. So, apparently many small business owners, according to this one article in the Washington Post, worry that the new tax on insurance providers and the healthcare law will mean higher premiums for them, undermining the law's capacity to lower their healthcare costs. This is something we talked about years ago. No shock there. It is important because, you know, the 2014, we all complained about, but we didn't in our offices, I think, start making the financial preparations. I mean, with us, we still hired staff. You know, we still gave raises. I mean, we know 2014 is coming up fast. Yes, we've held off investing. We've held off putting, you know, a lot of vacationing. I mean, we've definitely held off putting money into the system from a personal standpoint, but we really haven't prepped our business yet because 2014 was a while away. It was. And, you know, some of you will say, but Dr. Dahlia, small business owners, you know, don't need to panic because usually it's a 20-employee cutoff or a 50-employee cutoff, depending on, you know, the tier in which they're going to be taxed by Obamacare. But you don't understand. If you individually don't have health insurance, okay, you'll get fined, right? So we have to prove we have health insurance. And if you're a small business owner that can't afford to provide health insurance for your employees, those employees are now going to be fined. So the employees are going to want to work for somebody that has health insurance. So in addition to all the costs and the tax and the recession ripples that this is continuing to cause, now you have a problem with employees going to want to be reimbursed for that tax that they now have to pay. I mean, when everybody gets taxed, they don't seem to get grumpy at the government. I mean, many of these people getting taxed voted for Obama. No, they're not going to get mad at Obama. They're going to get mad at their employer for not making enough money, for not offering the insurance. Okay? And that's going to now put employers under more pressure to insure. I think it's ridiculous for employers to be the ones that have to insure you. I don't want any employer in charge of my insurance dropping it the next time some other company has their price a nickel less. I don't want my health insurance and my medical destiny in the hands of an employer. But that's the system we've created over the last few decades. So employees don't usually have to pay for their own insurance. All right, their employer will cover it as a perk. Well, employers are now realizing it is so gosh darn expensive to insure you that no, it's not going to be a standard to employment. Okay, they're giving you a job is what many people think gift enough, perk enough. And it stinks because I'm seeing so many people who used to have 401s, used to have life insurance, used to have health insurance covered. No, if they got a job, they're lucky. So, you know, when I said earlier in the hour where we got to kind of take this into our own hands, what can we do? I know some of you are like, well, we can't do anything. It's the law of the land. I don't know about that. I think if we want to fix the recession, if we want to fix our financial woes, we are going to have to take things into our own hands. I don't know how, though. I don't. I mean, do we have to get some private sector people to get together to come up with a health insurance that's reasonable? Do we have to come up with something that nobody else has thought of? Do we have to, one example is there's these Christian groups. One of you had called me about it months ago, where they have these types of health maintenance organizations where it's not like an HMO like we all think of. It's a group where healthy, you pay into a system, all right, inner church, etc. A lot of these groups are a part of, and healthy people pay a certain amount, sick people pay a certain amount, but it's a type of group where you aren't paying for services that you aren't going to need. So men are paying higher premiums to cover birth control for 20-year-old girls. Just like menopausal women aren't having to pay for the birth control or for prostate cancer screening. And it's something that groups decided to do on their own, able to negotiate cheaper prices with doctors, hospitals, and good for them. Maybe we are going to have to take this into our own hands, because unfortunately our politicians are politicians. They're not doctors, they're not dentists, they're not nurses, they're not teachers, they're not economists, they're politicians. And that's what they know how to do best, okay? They have to stay, keep their lobbyists happy, and they have to keep being reelected, even our Republicans. You know, I one of the reasons why I've never gone for politics is because whatever my agenda is will not be the agenda I'll get to play out. If so, I'd only be a one-term congresswoman, right? Because I'm not pleasing the donors. I don't want to please the donors. Why can't we run for office based on, how we feel, and we don't need the expensive money to campaign and, get the word out cheaply? You can't do it. It's in an ideal world, you can't do it. So my biggest fear is I make it to politics and boom, only a one term, because I tell all the lobbyists go to heck and, I do what I think is right. Also, a politician is not supposed to be self-serving. They're supposed to be serving their community. So if a politician, let's say, is anti-abortion or pro-abortion, that doesn't matter. They're supposed to be serving the community they represent, right, politically. So, of course, I mean, we can't expect our politicians to fix the economy. We can't expect them to, figure out a way out of this Obamacare mess. From what we understand, one business owner says that the tax scares the daylights out of them, and another warned that it would hasten the decision to move away from providing group coverage for our employees. The Department of Health and Human Services reports that among private businesses that offer health insurance, 3 of every 4 firms between 100 and 500 employees purchase coverage in the fully insured market. The number jumped to 87% for firms with fewer than 100 workers. We don't see that. That's what they say. Okay? Other firms, they just run their own health insurance programs. And, the minimum coverage requirement for employers with 50 or more workers are already, it's people are already feeling this. And I know I'm trying to rush here because we're coming up to the end of this segment. But we'll talk more later in this week on what we can do. And any ideas you have, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But with the way this is going, it's going to be disastrous. Financially, fiscally, and health-wise. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we talk about some grilling trips, tips to help prevent cancer risk during our wonderful spring to summer season, to review, in the previous hour, we talked about aggressive prostate cancer and Agent Orange exposure. We talked about what Agent Orange was. Many of you thought it was a vitamin C supplement. No, Agent Orange was used during Vietnam to defoliate many of the plants. Unfortunately, our soldiers and our heroes got exposed to it, skin-on-skin contact, even to contaminated food and drink. And they're finding that any of our vets who had been exposed to Agent Orange could be at higher risk, a significantly higher risk, up to 75% for an aggressive prostate cancer. So even though all the guidelines and Obamacare doesn't want us to screen for prostate cancer, if you were exposed to Agent Orange, I'd really like you to talk to your physician about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of my favorite websites is drugs.com. And drugs.com has really nice medical articles and in a real nice big font for somebody like me who needs her font bigger than the average person. And they gave us some tips on how to cut colon cancer risk when you grill. Now, for those of you who haven't been listening to my show year after year, and you don't watch the news a lot, then you probably don't know why I'm even discussing this. But for the rest of you, this is the time of year where the news and the media scare the hell out of you because you want a barbecue. You've been waiting all year long to use your barbecue. It's a great way to cook food. You're not frying the food. You're outside in the fresh air. You're having fun. It's exercise. It's everybody loves their grill. You know, barbecuing, it's just, you feel good when you barbecue. You just do. And unfortunately, though, it could put you at risk. Research has shown that, like, you know, the red meat and the processed red meat and the blackening of the meat could possibly have carcinogens, all right? There are cancer-causing substances that occur when you barbecue. So they have some steps here for you, according to Alice Bender, registered dietitian at the American Institute for Cancer Research. So she says here, the type of meat you put on the grill is as important as how you grill it. So, of course, if you have beef, pork, lamb, and you're grilling those, that's going to put you more at risk for colon cancer, you know, like hot dogs, sausages, as opposed to using more fish, chicken, etc. Now, when I go to a barbecue, all right, I don't go there for a delicate piece of salmon. I'm going for a barbecue because I want a dog or I want a burger. And I hold my bun open. I throw the American cheese on the patty. They slither the juicy patty onto my bread. I get to throw some, you know, pickle relish on there and some ketchup. And then I sink my teeth into a medium to, not like medium well, but a nice medium burger that's dripping all over the place. It's to me, I'm in heaven during a barbecue. I am in heaven. All right. But I do have to admit, I don't like it when my husband barbecues because usually the things really blacken. And I mean, it takes an art. All right. But the blackened stuff, again, of course, can have these polycarbons that could, you know, put you at risk for cancer. She also recommends to marinate before you grill. Research has shown that if you marinate the meat, poultry, fish, beef, for at least 30 minutes before putting it on the grill, it could reduce the potentially forming HCAs, which are the heterocyclic amines that are formed when cooking with high heat. So they say you could use vinegar, herbs, spices, lemon juice, wine, etc. Also, you have the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, the PAHs. These are deposited onto the meat by smoke during grilling. Reduce the amount of time that meat spends on the grill by first, they say, cooking it into the microwave a little bit or even the stove. And that, now, when I see this, okay, because we talked about this a year ago, I remember telling you all that some of the people suggesting to avoid cancer-causing heterocyclic amines to form, to pre-cook some of the food. Well, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, you like throwing the raw patties, the raw meat onto the grill. I mean, pre-cooking something and then throwing it on the grill, you know, just to patronize the griller to make them feel like they're barbecuing for a little bit, that's kind of hard to take. But I mean, they are making some sense. You know, if you're preheating the meat, it's not going to be on the grill that long. I mean, it is, you know, making some sense. They say cook meat over a low flame to reduce the formation of the HCAs and the PAHs, the HICAs and the PAHs. They say reduce flare-ups by keeping fat and juices out of the fire. Again, this lady doesn't get it. I mean, part of the fun of barbecuing is having the flame come up. Right? All of a sudden, something splatters, and then you hear the shoo. I love that. It makes the barbecue exciting. The kids are like, wow. Daddy's like, whoa. Mama's like, what? And, you know, it just, it's part of the whole barbecue process. I mean, you can't have a barbecue without somebody yelling at daddy by making the fire too loud. It just, it's tradition. But they say reduce flare-ups by keeping the fat and juices out of the fire, cut visible fat off the meat, move coals to the side of the grill and cook your meat in the center of the grill, cut off any charred portions of meat before serving. They really take the fun out of barbecuing, don't they? But, you know, they got some points. And then, finally, if you didn't think that ruins your barbecue, she suggests menus that include vegetables and fruits. because vegetables are fine. No, she doesn't get barbecue. She just doesn't get it. It's okay. You know what? Listen, she's a dietitian. She's doing what she's supposed to. Cut her some slack. All right, give her a break. All right. Anyway, she said menus should include vegetables and fruits. Why? Well, because they contain anti-cancer compounds. So, they say if you want, throw onions, zucchini, eggplant, bell peppers, or tomatoes on the grill or in a grill basket. Also, she's okay with corn on the cob. She is. And corn on the cob is also, now, she says it's another good choice for grilling. All right, my guess is where she's trying to move with this one is instead of more meat, throw corn on the cob. Don't kill the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. I just said this. She's a dietitian. I'm not saying to do that. I understand. Barbecue is all about the meat. I get that. Now, you see, for me, the reason why I don't get caught up in the whole barbecue thing as much as I could is because if I got some meatloaf leftover, I am a big leftover. I love leftovers, and I love meatloaf. So if my husband is cooking on the grill, but we have the leftover meatloaf the night before, I'm probably going to eat the leftover meatloaf, but I'm not going to eat what's on the grill. Right? Because, I mean, I like my meat, you know, all big and in a loaf. And it's one of the most brilliant inventions ever. Meat loaf, a loaf of meat. I mean, makes so much sense to me. I really don't seem to eat that much of what's being grilled unless I go to somebody else's house, because unfortunately I'm not allowed to eat their leftovers. All right, so does that kind of make sense with your grilling tips to cut colon cancer? Do you like that one? Yeah, I like it too. All right, you know, the other thing that I guess happened is a boy had eaten a bristle from one of the grilling brushes. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently a teen accidentally swallows a grill brush wire. My guess is the grill brush accidentally fell off one of the brushes, got stuck in one of the grills, and then it got stuck in a piece of chicken that he ate. Now, Tristan Beck is still alive. He was able to be interviewed from his hospital bed, but this little grill brush wire got stuck as it started to move down his abdomen. He got stomach cramps, vomiting, etc. Pretty scary stuff. Now, why I get concerned about kids accidentally eating grill brush spikes, this isn't the first time it's happened, but whenever somebody goes to a barbecue and has abdominal symptoms, people will say, well, salmonella poisoning. Not a lot of people take an x-ray to see if they could see a grill brush wire, you know, if it's radio opaque enough to show up. Something to think about, guys, or don't use brushes. Just use tongs. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email I got over the weekend. All right, I got to read it to you guys. Ronald writes, Dahlia, nobody spells my name right. By the way, not a big deal, but it's D-A-L-I-A-H. Okay, if you're going to the website to email me anyway, you know, not a big deal. I don't mind. You know, and I know some of you guys don't have spell check, but I'm assuming, you know, you were trying to write my name. I met a woman 3 months ago and we fell in love. We've dated and she has moved in with me. Woo, pretty soon though. I was planning on asking her to marry me until one night last week, the news was on TV. We never have the TV on since we're busy doing other things, if you know what I mean. Okay. And she made a comment about Republicans that I cannot repeat. All this time, he writes, I've been in love with a liberal. No joke. My question is, can couples make it on opposite political spectrums, or are we doomed from the start? You know, first of all, can I commend you for being able to date somebody for 3 months and politics not coming up? I really need to commend you for that. I don't think I've ever been able to go more than 5 minutes without throwing politics into the conversation. So, I mean, I have to admit, if you guys have been able to date and fall in love for 3 months without politics even being thrown into the mix, that means you guys must have a lot of other stuff to talk about. So, bravo on your communication skills. Where I need to give you some critiques is, how could you go 3 months without knowing, you know, that aspect? I mean, were you asking the right questions? Now, I know a lot of times when you all are in the lovey-dovey stage, most of the topics center around, I don't know, boobies, KY, condom size. So I get it. I get it how a discussion over IRS targeting conservative groups or Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi cover-up doesn't usually make it into the bedroom. I get that. I get that. Okay. But I guess, you know, my answer to you is I mean, we don't have any statistics on, you know, how long do marriages last if you got a liberal and a conservative, you know, trying to hook up. We don't have any of that data. And even if there is some sort of a study out there, it would be a small sample size. You know, it'd look at maybe 2,000 couples, if that. And then, you know, that survey 2,000 couples, and maybe that say half of them don't care, et cetera. My guess is a lot of these couples don't last for long. But I mean, here's the thing. I remember the 70s and 80s, my parents always telling me, you never talk politics, ever. You don't talk politics, you don't talk religion, because it'll always cause fights. And I'm like, well, I don't understand that. Why don't you want to talk? Why don't you want to have a good debate? Why don't you want to have a good discussion? I mean, I want to learn about politics. I want to learn about other religions. I won't argue with them. But you know, certain topics were very taboo. All right? And I mean, in the olden days, women wouldn't even talk about it. Even if women had an opinion, you just don't talk about it. I mean, can you imagine somebody like me back in the 1920s? Upset, right? Well, Harding was president, so I don't know how upset I would have been. But, you know, if I was upset, let's say, maybe during Roosevelt times, late 30s, right, early 40s, about New Deal. Who knows? Who knows? All right, you know, so I think nowadays politics is being discussed more and more. And, in fact, they said President Obama is probably one of the most polarizing presidents ever in decades. But the person that comes a close second was George Bush. So, I just thought it's because I was older, I do the radio show, I'm paying a crap load of taxes, so I'm more involved politically. But, you know, maybe we just live in a society now where when you watch the news, the media is all about politics, all about this mudslinging back and forth. I mean, I could swear there was some of that stuff going on during the Clinton administration, too. I mean, there's been politics all the time. But I guess now it's just on the tip of people's tongues more. So if you had written me, you know, a couple decades ago, I probably couldn't have been able to read it. But anyway, I wouldn't have needed the larger font, let me tell you that. But if you would have written to me a few decades ago, I would probably say, you know, you don't always have to talk about religion. Religion is always a subject that's contentious. No, if you guys were able to date and fall in love 3 months prior to this, you know, I'm sure you guys are going to have plenty of things to talk about. But nowadays, I don't think couples are completely free of that type of conversation in their house. Now, we do have neighbors who are conservative liberal. They are. They just don't talk about it. They'll talk about everything else, but they just won't talk about that. Or if they do, it makes them mad. See, how I look at it is there's enough things to fight about with your spouse. The last thing you need is to bring up a discussion about something Obama said. So I don't think it's worth it. And I would probably say, then don't bring up the politics. But if you, you know, are very, I don't want to use the word patriotic, but, you know, I mean, if you do if you do like your guns and you think she's going to want to get rid of the guns, if, you know, you do like your, you know, truck that burns a lot of fuel and she's going to want to make you buy a smart car. These are things that could cause resentment. It could cause fights. I mean, if you really believe that, you know, religion, you know, dictates that, that, you know, a baby is alive as soon as the, you know, fetus replicates to the point where it has a heartbeat or it's alive at birth, etc. That could be a source of contention with your wife if later you guys have a daughter that wants to have an abortion. You know, I mean, I don't know. It all depends on how much politics are that important. I mean, my husband and I agree on a lot. You know, and I remember he and I talked, you know, what if we disagreed politically? Well, actually, there are some things we disagree with, you know, like I think I'm always right. You know, I think some of the in-laws are less tolerable than some of the other in-laws. And those are huge hot topics. So if we could get through those, I'm sure a couple can get through any type of political discussion they have with their spouse. Again, it all depends on how much politics, you know, matters, you know, to you. I mean, if you're the type of person that really enjoys complaining about what's going on with Obamacare and Obama, and that's going to be a source of discussion you want to have when you come home from work, yeah, it's going to be tough because you guys are going to be fighting every night. But if you are like, no, I really don't have to talk politics with my lady, I don't think it's going to be that big an issue. And believe it or not, some couples do conform a little bit. I don't know how many studies are out there, but you'll have some couples that they're so in love that they do kind of see the way, right? That, you know, I mean, you'll have people that really don't know much about the situation. You kind of teach them and they're like, oh, okay, I get that. You know, now if you're fearful that you're going to turn liberal, I don't know what to tell you. You know, because usually we like to stop that if we can. But it sounds like you're pretty strong. You're a patriot. You're a friendly. I think you'll be okay. I do, though, question you wanted to marry somebody after 3 months. You know, as much as I love the traditional wait till you marry, no need to live together. If you love each other, the marriage will work. I do have to be honest and tell you that the couples that do live together and are able to see, you know, each other in a real light and have a long enough engagement, I think they don't marry too quickly. You see what I mean? I mean, I think you could learn a lot about your spouse to be by living with them. I don't recommend it and urge it because I know it's against a lot of our biblical teachings, you know, to, you know, wait till you marry, etc. And, you know, the whole shacking up issue still has stigmas in certain communities. But, I mean, this was kind of interesting. She moves in with you and now you find out she's liberal. Okay, what else are you going to find out? So I wouldn't marry too quickly if y'all don't have to. You know, try to learn as much as you can about each other, if you can. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sing it down to the little white church.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.